Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome. So we've got all your source material right here, guides, articles, notes, the works. And it all seems to zero in on, well, espresso martinis in Las Vegas.
That's right. And our job here is to really dig into this material, pull out the key bits, the insights, basically give you the distilled version, a shortcut, really, to knowing the score on Vegas espresso martinis based purely on the info you gave us.
Exactly. And honestly, what we pulled from these sources, it's more than just here's a good bar. There's a whole narrative around the experience. Some pretty fascinating stuff, actually.
Absolutely. I mean, the sheer range they cover, both in the drinks, the variations and the places themselves, that really jumped out right away from the material.
Okay, so let's dive in. The sources, they really put a spotlight on a few like signature spots, places they position as, must visits for that top tier experience.
They definitely did. And right at the top, Skybar, the sources make it clear it's not just about the drink itself, but the whole package. Location is key high above the strip. Those breathtaking views are presented as a huge part of it all.
Right, complimenting the drink. And they get specific about the cocktail, high quality espresso, top shelf vodka. The
Yeah.
vibe, too, described as elegant but still comfortable, trendy, upscale, that kind of balance.
Yeah, exactly. The sources sort of paint it as flexible, good for a romantic thing or, celebrating something big.
Yeah.
And they give a nod to the mixologist, making sure it hits that sweet spot between the caffeine kick and, well, the indulgence. Though they do note it apparently gets pretty high energy on weekends.
Okay, another one that got a lot of ink in the sources was the chandelier inside the Cosmopolitan. Visually, I mean, the description sounds incredible. 2 million crystals.
Yeah, it sounds pretty stunning. It's definitely framed as embodying that Vegas luxury feel. And the drink itself, described as expertly crafted fresh espresso, premium vodka, a little hint of coffee liqueur, that classic combo, but done well.
Just picturing sipping one surrounded by crystals. That sounds
Yeah.
like a unique experience. The sources call the ambiance vibrant, but also intimate somehow. A good spot to unwind, they suggest.
And interestingly, still in the Cosmopolitan, the sources also highlight Vesper Bar, which, I mean, it already has this reputation for great cocktails,
Right.
right? And style. It's named after the Vesper Martini, after all.
Right. And the sources mention that while it's known for that, Vesper Bar specifically offers some unique takes on drinks, including an espresso martini variation. We should definitely circle back to that one when we talk variation.
Good call, because yeah, that was another really interesting thread in the material with the sheer number of unique variations they explored. It's clearly not a one-size-fits-all drink in Vegas, according to these sources.
Not at all. First one they really detailed was the caramel espresso martini over at Herbs and Rye. The description was pretty glowing, like it's more than a drink, it's an exquisite experience.
And the why seems to be that mix of espresso, smooth vodka, and this luscious caramel syrup. The flavor notes emphasize balanced sweet caramel, strong coffee, and herbs and rye itself, described as having this cool, laid-back, but still trendy vibe, really into the craft cocktail scene.
Then for anyone into chocolate, the sources were pretty direct. The chocolate espresso martini at Ferraro's Italian restaurant and wine bar, they call it decadent,
Yeah,
irresistible.
this one sounds like it leans into indulgence. It's described as fusing quality chocolate liqueur with that vibrant espresso.
Yeah.
The sources highlight this harmony between sweet and bitter, and they specifically flag it as a great after-dinner option, apparently made with the same care as their food.
Moving on, the Dorsey gets a mention for its vanilla espresso martini. The sources suggest this one kind of elevates the experience.
How? Well, they say it's about using smooth vanilla vodka mixed, artfully with fresh espresso. The taste is described as light, flavorful, finding that balance between creamy vanilla and rich coffee, but with a subtle sweetness. Plus, the Dorsey itself gets points for being stylish, chic, nice decor, knowledgeable staff, the whole package.
Okay, and back to Vesper Bar, like you said, that unique twist the sources mention.
Right, the hazelnut espresso martini. This one introduces that nutty element using hazelnut liqueur. The material notes, it creates a really distinctive profile, combining nutty sweetness with the espresso. Refreshing and indulgent, they say. A good one if you're looking to try something a bit different, maybe.
What really comes through in these sources, though, it's not just what you're drinking or where, but the whole context, the ambiance, the setting. They didn't just list places, they described the feel.
Absolutely. They kind of group them by vibe. Like, first, the really luxurious feel. Mandarin Bar at the Mandarin Oriental was the prime example here. Celebrated for the skyline views, described as this exclusive sort of retreat.
Yeah, the sources mentioned the elegant interior, plush seats, chic decor, and their espresso martini is presented as a signature item, top ingredients, beautiful presentation, and exceptional service was another key point mentioned for this one.
Then, shifting completely if you want lively, the sources pointed towards places like Commonwealth, known for being bustling, energetic, a real social hotspot, apparently.
The description was like, eclectic decor, vibrant energy, lots of laughter. Sounds like a good spot if you need a pick-me-up before a night out dancing. And they often have live music or themed nights adding to that energy.
But then, for something quieter, more intimate, the sources spotlighted the downtown cocktail room, described as cozy, a local favorite.
Yeah, the vibe sounds welcoming, dimly lit, comfy seats, just very laid back. And the espresso martini there, crafted with care, quality ingredients, and the sources highlighted that the bartenders are passionate and will even customize it for you. That's a nice touch.
The sources also carved out a category for that sophisticated lounge atmosphere. The library bar at the Novad Hotel was the main example.
Sounds like it really lives up to the name, sophistication. Elegance.
Plush lounge, upscale feel, rich furnishings, that classic library charm, but, you know, to drinks. Described as serene. The espresso martini is apparently a highlight. Premium stuff, very smooth. Knowledgeable staff, too, good for a quiet night or maybe an intimate chat.
And one more distinct setting, the outdoor terrace. The rooftop at the Standard Hotel was the example here. So you get that alfresco experience, skyline views, desert air.
Sounds nice. Describes as casual but still chic, popular spot. And the espresso martini there often comes with a creative twist, apparently. Fresh ingredients, maybe some innovative variations. Plus, live music and events are common there too, according to the sources.
And it didn't stop there. The sources even got into perfect pairings. Like, what food goes well with your espresso martini? Yeah, this was interesting. For appetizers, they specifically called out Atomic Liquors, known for its history, right? But they paired their sliders with the espresso martini, said the juicy patties and toppings complement the coffee notes. It's got that casual, laid-back vibe. They also threw out ideas like calamari or spicy tuna tartare as other options.
Then for dessert, they went back to Ferraro's.
Yeah.
Pairing that chocolate espresso martini we mentioned with their rich chocolate cake sounds pretty decadent. They really emphasize the authentic Italian quality, even in the desserts. Tiramisu or panna cotta were other suggestions mentioned.
And they even suggested a main course pairing. Mention herbs and rye again, pairing something like their steak with, say, the caramel espresso martini.
Right. Herbs and rye is known as a classic spot for steak and seafood. And the idea presented in the material is that the richness of the steak works really well with the boldness of the espresso. They also suggested other hearty dishes like roasted chicken or seafood pasta could work too.
The sources also made sure to cover events and specials that you might find related to espresso martinis.
Yeah, happy hour was a big one. Vesper Bar was used as an example, getting those espresso martinis at a reduced price. Makes them more appealing, right? The sources mentioned the lively atmosphere during happy hour, but stressed that the quality doesn't dip. And apparently lots of Vegas bars do happy hour deals.
Themed nights, too. The Dorsey was mentioned as a place that often does events specifically highlighting espresso martinis, like special decorations, unique themed versions of the drink, maybe live music or performances, even costume contests sometimes. Sounds like it creates a fun, festive kind of vibe.
And maybe for the real aficionado, cocktail classes.
Mm-hmm.
The downtown cocktail room came up again here. You can actually learn how to make your own espresso martini.
Yeah, the sources described it as hands-on, guided by experts. You get to play with ingredients, learn techniques. Sounds like a fun, social thing to do. Plus, you learn a skill you can use at home, gain some real mixology insights.
And finally, just to wrap up the locations, the sources offered a helpful way to think about finding your spot geographically.
Right, they sort of broke Vegas down. You've got Central Las Vegas places like the Chandelier offering a really diverse mix from the super upscale to more casual options.
Then there's downtown Las Vegas. That's where you find places like the Downtown Cocktail Room, described as having more of an artistic, trendy, maybe slightly eclectic feel. Lots of live music and art in that area, generally.
And finally, they pointed out the option of going off the strip, places like Herbs and Rye, presented as a chance to find hidden gems, maybe escape the main tourist crush, and connect a bit more with the local scene.
So what's fascinating here when you pull it all together from the sources is how enjoying an espresso martini in Vegas seems to be so much more than just ordering a drink. It's about the whole curated experience, right?
Yeah.
The views, the specific vibe of the room, the food it's paired with, even special events or classes.
Absolutely. It's kind of amazing how much depth the sources found around just this one cocktail. So, thinking about all this for you listening, reflecting on everything we've pulled from the sources, that luxurious view at Skybar, maybe the buzz at Commonwealth, that cozy local feel at Downtown Cocktail Room, perhaps learning to make one yourself, or trying one of those interesting variations like caramel or hazelnut. Which of these specific experiences that the sources laid out really sparks your curiosity the most?